We're learning Shmiras HaLashon, Perek Yud Aleph, and the topic of discussion over here, Yuvoyer by Goydil Schar, Shmiras HaLashon Boilam Hazeh Uvoilam Haba. V'gam Yuvoyer by Mailas HaSholim. The Chofetz Chaim here is going to discuss a very uplifting Perek after discussing a few important prakim about the punishments a person, Chas HaShalom, might receive if he doesn't do tshuva in Olam HaZeh or in Olam Haba, and also in Olam Haba. Now, we'll be discussing the positive aspects of a person who is Shomer Piv Lashona, he guards his mouth from speaking Lashon Hara. Just as words of introduction, what he is going to be starting with is the opposite of the bad. In other words, everything in the first paragraph over here will be an opposite, the positive, the flip side of the punishments. So let's see what he means. Oid yesh b'shmiras haloshen kama mailos kedoshos. One can also find, when a person guards his mouth, many great aspects, mailos kedoshos. Aleph, nitzol al yidei zeh, mikol ha'onshim sheboim over zeh ha'chet. A person will be saved from all the punishments that we discussed earlier because of this chet of lashon hara. If a person does the chet of speaking forbidden speech, he'll be punished. When a person does not, he'll be saved from all his punishments. Beis, hu batuach al yidei zeh b'mashe yistaker, he's promised that if he guards his mouth from lashon hara, what's a tachlis hanerza? We discussed that the tachlis hanerza means to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs here in this world, in order to keep them when he gets to Olam Haba. And we mentioned that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, he loses these mitzvahs. He loses this Torah, Mais and Tovim. Who gets it? The one he spoke about. So when a person is careful not to speak Lashon Hara, hu batuach al yidei zeh b'ma sheyistakeh, this that he made, he benefited, he gained, me'atachas anirsa, from the Torah and the mitzvahs, shelo yabdenu me'ata. He won't lose them. Imagine a person makes $100 a minute. $100 a minute. And he puts it into his pocket. And he has a hole in his pocket. So for every dollar, every $100 he makes, he loses it. He's pushing out the next one. But when he's shomer piv, when he guards his mouth, he doesn't lose anything. Because if he doesn't protect himself from forbidden speech, it's possible he'll lose it all. As we said earlier, in Paragimel and Paragvav, the name of the Medrash. Gimel. What's the third gain a person will gain from watching what he says? He'll be called a status of an ish. Who is this man who desires life? Because if he is a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he is not called an Ish. He's alive, he's Begeder Chai, Shein Medaber, but he doesn't have the status of a Medaber. Why does he not have the status of a Medaber? Because speech was given to a person to connect. If he uses this speech to destroy, so he's not using this tool properly. So he's not an ish. Speech of evil people are like a churning ocean. What is this? What does the speech have to do with the churning ocean? Mahayom pilot kol harefesh al sfasoi. Just like the ocean spits out all of the debris on the shore, af harishoyim poltin harefesh al svasayim. So too, the mouth of these wicked people just spit out, the spew, whatever comes onto the lips. Dalit. The fourth gain a person gains from watching what he says. Just like this person holds himself back from finding fault, and he looks for positive things in each person. So too the Malachi Asharis, Mida Kinegan Mida. They say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Yankel, this person, you know what a good thing he did? At the same time, as soon as the Malach says something, he did something good, the prosecuting angel says, wait a minute! He did something good? Look what I have over here! Presses a few keys on the iPad. I don't know what they have up there. Okay? And all of a sudden, the whole list comes up. The Malach HaToiv immediately says, Control X, is that what it is? Wipes it all out. Right? The shortcut. Control X. Wipes it away. What do you mean wipes it away? How can he wipe it away? Because this person looks positive on other people. We can look positive on him also. Now obviously there's more detail to that. Nothing gets lost. But the point is, as the words from David HaMelech, Mi ha'ish echav etzchaim, who is this man that desires life? Nitzol eshon chameiro, so sechem edarima, right? He's, every day, he looks toiv. Mi ha'ish echav etzchaim, he wants life. He's oyehev yomim liros toiv. He looks at the days to see good in each and every day. And this is the focus. I want to tell you, there's not one person that's alive in this world that anybody cannot find some fault. The greatest tzaddik, if a person wants to look at something in an astute way, a person can find fault. What we have to try to do is realize how each and every Jew, they are our beloved Jewish brother and sister. You know, my house, you open the refrigerator, and all of a sudden you feel this push. Someone's closing the fridge on you. It's like, what happened? There's no spring on my refrigerator door. What happens is, you have the little children over there. You know, they're sitting on the chair, and they push the door closed. Now, if it's the 10-year-old, the 12-year-old, you're like, what are you doing? There's someone in the fridge. But they don't do that. If it's the little 2-year-old, we don't get annoyed at the 2-year-old. Like, of course, you tell him to stop. So, of course, he smiles and does it more. That's his job. He's doing his job. But if what happens to the person who was closing the refrigerator door, did it by mistake, he was that one person who took your parking spot this morning. And then you had to circle around the block. Or he's that person, better yet, don't you love it when you have to go daven? And there's only one spot left in the parking lot. And the person gets it right in front of you. He parks the car in such a way that you cannot put your car there. Because he parks it over the line, another foot and a half over the line. Right? And then what do? You have to go search around the block. By the time you get there, you see who the chazan was? It was this tzaddik. And you miss mincha now. So how do we look at this person? Of course we're not happy. Of course we're not happy. Who's going to say, oh, beautiful job. What wonderful chazanis. I miss Kedusha. I miss Down with the Minyan. Why? Because I couldn't find a spot until... You know, and he comes over, hey, how you doing? Now, what happens if that same person was the person's brother, the person's father, who parked the car like that? How are we going to feel to that person? You know, Rabbi Zelig Plissken, he says over his story, I think I heard it from two different versions, the same Maisa. And everything I'm telling you, I'm talking to myself, because we all have the same challenges in life. I was there as well. And he says a story where this little old lady... I already ruined the story, but let's try and start again, okay? Let's try and start again. There's a man driving an antique truck. The truck is not antiques, full of antiques in the truck. And all of a sudden, he gets a slam from behind. And he's thinking of the tens of thousands of dollars that are now, these antiques are smashed and ruined. He's fuming mad. He runs out to the person that hit him, rips open that door and says, Ma, are you okay? His little mother hit his truck. Now, what would happen if that same person who hit him was a total stranger? What would his response be? Rav Zelig Plitzkin wants to prove a person has the ability to control his anger. I think I once heard from a different version, a different shir he once gave, the same example. When he rips that door open, and his 7-footer comes out, and he says, "Sir, are you okay?" He's, well, what's he going to do now? Right? What's the message? We can control ourselves. That's what he wants to stress. I want to just borrow from that how in life there's always the way Hashem sets up the situation of challenges, nisyonos, and tests in life. There's always someone that might irk us a little. With the little nuances or personality, whatever it might be. We're not talking about him out of here, of course. Okay. But the point is, if we realize we can work and live with that person, whether the kid was in our class in second grade, or it's the associate, or it's the neighbor, whatever it might be. Just like if that same person was our own father who did that, or our own brother, what would our response be? Our own 2-year-old child, or our own grandson, whatever it might be. We'd have a different approach if it be that person who took our parking spot. What Hashem is telling us, Hashem is saying, you can look positive on this other person. And here, imagine this. Imagine if a person would have an ability to, I don't want to use the word bribe, the defense malach in Shemayim. And to get him on your side. Who would not want to get the malachim to be on his side? So that when he has to come in front of Hashem, the malachim will speak, a malach will speak on his behalf. So we have this ability. How do we get the malach to speak on our behalf? Because that's what he says in Dalit. Just like this person refrains from speaking negative and to prosecute this person and speak bad about him. You know, not everybody realizes that they park on the line. He didn't realize. And Baruch Hashem, he was going to do a mitzvah, or whatever it might be. Now, I'm not saying to be naive. There are times a person does something wrong. Don't get me wrong. Nonetheless, look positive. Mechabes b'chol koychoysov. With all of his strength. Schus. Positive. A merit. Kein lemaila. What he accomplishes is he causes the malachi asharis to speak positive for him as well. Next paragraph. Gam al yidei ze zoiche sheislabe shalav rucha dikdusha. Through this struggle, this discipline, he causes that he earns the merit of wearing a holy spirit. I can't tell you what this really means, but I can read the words. Sheislabeish, he wears a rucha dikdusha, a holy spirit. Kama shikasa b'zayar kodesh, parashas chukas, koman, denotar pume, v'lishone. Any person, denotar, he guards his pume, his mouth. V'lishone, and his, what he says, the words, his lips, what he, the tongue, what he says. Zoche, he merits lislabosha b'rucha dikdusha. He merits to wear, to be clothed in the ruach of holiness. Now, I don't know what this is. I would assume this is even greater than Ksonius Pasim. I don't know. I shouldn't say something I don't know. But you have over here, Lislabosho Berucho Dikdusho. Gam Mavius Asmael Deze Lidehashpo Ba'oilamaze. What else happens is that this person merits to have a positive influence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in this world. Hashpo Ba'oilamaze. The pasuk says In Shmois Perich of Beis Pasuk Lamed, Ubasar Basada Treifa Loisei Chelu. Basar, the treifa food, the meat, you should not eat. What should you do with it? Like Kelev Tashlichu Noisei, throw it to the dogs. Give it to the dogs to eat. Doesn't say throw in a garbage can. Give it to the dogs specifically. Why? Lamedcha, to come to teach us. Shein Hakodesh Baruch Hu Mikapeach Schar Kol Biri Hashem does not hold back the reward of any creation which He created. Shinemar, as it says, Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shoinoi. Throughout all of Mitzrayim, now one dog barked. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shoinoi. So he comes and teaches like this. V'haloi dvarim kal v'choymer. U'mayim chayakach. If by an animal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mikapeach schar kol beri, Hashem does not hold back the reward of any creation. Adam like kol shekein, a person, how much more so? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the reward, the just reward. She'ein mikapeach scharoi. Hashem will not hold back His reward. Of course, He'll give Him the reward as well. Gam over kol eis sheshomer es atzmoi. For every moment a person guards sheshomer. I want to emphasize here, the Chafetz Chaim uses his words, he chooses his words correctly with precise precision over here. Gam over kol eis sheshomer es atzmoi. He's guarding himself. A person has to be on guard at all times. He's guarding himself to watch what he says. Zoyche lidei maila gedoyle b'gan Eden. He merits a maila gedoyle in Gan Eden. Who is this Rabbi Eliyahu? This is the Gro. V'shem Medrash shal kol rega v'rega. For every moment, shadam chaysim piv, that a person closes his mouth. What does it mean, closes his mouth? Because it means he was provoked. He has that ability to respond with a sharp word. But his chaysim piv. We all know, we've all been in those situations when we want to say something right back to the person. What's the reward a person gets when he's chaysim piv, he seals his mouth? Zoyche l'or ha'ganuz, she'ein kol malach u'bir yechidon l'shayer. He merits to receive the radiance, the or ha'ganuz, the light which was set aside for the tzaddikim, which was created on the first day of creation. She'ein kol malach u'birya yechidon l'shayer. That even the malach and the angels and the creation and no creation can understand, can fathom the reward awaiting such a person. I will share with you something else that he doesn't say over here, but other Sfarim do say it. Could be he says it somewhere else. It's a shas tefillah. When the person has that opportunity, when there's a sichsuch, when there's an issue that came up between him and someone else, it's a time to daven to Hashem, because the siyata d'shmaya that he has, the shemayim, the heavens are opened. It's you know, excuse me for the poor mashal, but it's like taking a 3-point shot right in front of the basket. You can get that 3-point shot right in front, that slam dunk 3-point shot. The heavens, Shemayim, they're open. And the tefillah is going to be mekubal, so accepted by Hashem. His chosim piv, he holds himself back, which we all know is so, so difficult. And he says a tefillah, Hashem, there's a person who needs a shidduch. Please help them with that shidduch. In the schus, and this schus, don't say in the schus, just say it, say that tefillah. Hashem, there's people who they need to have children. Hashem, there's a chayla, there's a sick person, this person needs parnos, whatever the tefillah is, whatever it is. Hashem, you know what? Open my mind, Hashem, open my mind to understand Torah. That I'll merit to understand Torah. It's such a shas tefillah. I know what everybody's thinking now. Please, someone provoke me. Please, please! Don't worry, the Nisayinus Hashem, we daven Shaloide Nisayin. Hashem will give us when it's the time and place. And of course, when we might not realize it's going to happen. And after the fact, we're like, wait a minute! That's what I was looking for. That's what I wanted.
What if you get angry at the person?
So we'll stop here for today. Remember the tremendous milus that a person gains from holding himself back. He's shoymeres atzmoy from speaking Lashon Hara. He's guarding himself. Thank you.